DJC.
M4DJC, W4DJW.
Dave, how are you doing?
I'm doing good this afternoon. How are you? I haven't had lunch yet. Other than that, I'm doing good. How about you?
Yeah, just finished lunch. I'm doing good. Yeah, flying or getting ready to fly or just browsing around?
No, I made me an antenna for that new 6-meter repeater over there on Paris Mountain, and I was trying it out. I can't get anybody. It's got a little bit highest WR. It's working. I can get into it on that one, but I can't get anybody over there to test with. I was wondering if you had a 6-meter radio and an antenna.
I haven't worked 6 meters in years. My Elmer was a 6-meter buff, and that's about all he ran for a long time until he finally upgraded to general. I worked a lot of 6 meters on his old Swan T rig, but I don't think I've had radios that had 6 meters on them, but I don't think I've ever had an antenna, Dave. How does 6 meters work on FM? I've seen some 10-meter repeaters, and they were giving me 6-meter repeaters around years ago, but I don't think that one up on the mountain up there is probably the first new one around in a long time, I guess.
It is. I've worked 10 meters on FM. I don't think before this repeater, I don't think I've ever done 6-meter FM before. I tried it with Jim Milton, who's a ham that lives about a mile from me, who quit. He quit hamming about 6 or 7 years ago. He hadn't been back. Anyway, maybe he'll come back one day. But I tried helping him set up a 6-meter station before he got his general, because he just didn't want to get his general. And to convince him that he needed to upgrade, I said, okay, I'm going to get on 6 meters. I'm going to leave here, because I had an antenna on my car that would do 6 meters. And I'm going to talk to you simplex on 6 meters as far as we can go. And he said, okay, let's do it. So I got in my car. When I got a block and a half away from his house, it quit. There was nothing between us. And he had really nice setup for 6 meters. So he went ahead and got his license upgrade. But anyway, that's the only FM I ever did. That's the only 6-meter FM I ever did, and you can see it wasn't very successful.
You know, at one time, I can't remember, that I had a Jesu handheld, and it seems like it might have been a 5R or something, one of the old ones from back in the 2000s, maybe. I don't remember when they last made it, but they made Jesu made a handheld that had 2 meters and 70 centimeters and had a 6-meter on it as well, but I don't know. It had some kind of weird looking tip you had to change out on the rubber duck to get it to work. And it was a handheld. It wasn't that 817 or what, 816 or what, 818, whatever that little portal rig was. This was a regular handheld, but I can't remember for the life of me. I won't say it was a 5R maybe. I don't think it was a 6R, but it's very possible I'm wrong. But it was one of those beefy ones they made, Jesu made some years back.
Well, I am glad that you said that, because I have a VX7R sitting in front of me right now, and I am cranking it up to, there's 50, there's 5127, there's 52, there's 52.5. I'm looking for 53.6. There it is. My Jesu VX7R is sitting on the repeater's output frequency right now, 53.63. That's cool. I'm glad you said something, Jerry. I didn't even know I had these handhelds. I don't have the antenna tip on it, but I think I know where it is. I've rummaged through some plastic bins that I have multiple times, and I keep seeing that, and I keep telling myself, that's what that's for. That's what that's for. I'm going to go get one of those and see if I can get in on my handheld.
Say again the brand and model of that radio that you're talking about there, KN4BWH.
It's the handheld that I take everywhere. Anytime we're out anywhere and I got a handheld, that's it. It's the VX7R, Victor X-Ray - 7 Romeo.
And is that a Jesu?
Roger, roger. A Jesu VX7R. Old Jesu. Like Jerry said, from the Y2K era.
I appreciate that. Now I get out of y'all's way. Jerry, how you doing, buddy? Hope you're doing well. KN4BWA, I'm clear.
Hope you're doing well. Yeah, that VX7, I think that's the one I had, Dave. There was the one that came after. There's a VX8R. And one of the other ones was like a submersible, and the 8 was, I don't remember if the 8 had a GPS in it or not. It had something different than the 7. The 7 was a really good radio. All those VX series are good radios. That was when Yaesu and Vertex were kind of in cahoots with each other. Some of the stuff was interchanged when they were doing those Vertex commercial rigs, and that was a good radio. They're still making, I don't know if it's a 6R or not, that's one of them. But all I bought was, I bought Yaesu's for years after my first Kenwood, and I've got a little 4XR now I'm using for, one of those cheap ones I'm using for packet with a TNC. But I got an Icon 52 as well, though, from D-Store and other stuff, but... They make a good solid little radio. They always have. I think Yaesu mobiles and handhelds are always, you know, kind of a step above.
Yeah, and I don't think I've ever. I might have used this when I was over at Jim's house to be out in the yard talking to him when he was in the house while we were setting up his 6 meter station. But I'm going to have to go find the antenna adapter. It's just a little like the tip on here right now for 2 meters. 70 centimeters is about an inch long, and that one's about 4 or 5 inches long. So I just have to swap that tip out. Anyway, Jerry, I'm going to go get some lunch because I am late for lunch. My backbone's starting to hit my stomach, and it's growling. It's making a ruffling sound when it does that. So I'm going to have to go get some lunch. Been playing with getting set up for 6 meters all morning and got me a Slim Jim built for 6 meters. I was going to build a 450 ohm ladder line antenna, but instead I built the Slim Jim because I've never built a Slim Jim before. So I just wanted to do that. Now I've got to tune it, and then I'm going to go hang it in the attic. They're tall antennas. 6 meter verticals are tall. Anyway, Jerry, have a good one. Glad to hear you're doing okay. I keep wanting to use your what's his name's call for your Bob's call for your call. W4DJW. I haven't been talking to you enough, Jerry.
Dave, I'm glad I was able to remind you about that 6 meter. That I don't think I ever tried it. We might have simplex because my brother-in-law had one too. He bought one. Whatever he bought, I'd buy, or whatever I buy, he bought. Enjoy your lunch and catch you a little bit later. Hope everything works out on 6 meter. I'd love to see something like that working. That's a really good band when it's open. Anyway.
All right, Jerry, talk to you later. W4DJW clear.